Chris Humphrey is an Australian zoologist and television personality who has released a new book called The Coolest Creepy Crawlies, and he joins us to have a chat about it today. Chris, how are you?
G'day, Andrew.
Chris, what are the coolest creepy crawlies that we've got?
Look, we've got so many. I mean, Australia abounds with creepy crawlies. Unfortunately, they have a bad rap, but my favourites are arachnids and giant stick insects and millipedes and scorpions. We've got a plethora of mini beasts and invertebrates, and we need to learn more about them.
Well, we do, but you know, a lot of people are very afraid of spiders, and Australia's got a healthy collection of those, don't they?
We do indeed. We've got many mygalomorphs and araneomorphs, and you know, like the bit hairy footed tarantulas, and also Sydney funnelweb, Atrax robustus. So, yeah, amazing creatures. They get a bad rap, but without spiders, we'd have bugs everywhere. We'd have insects everywhere. So they control balance, and they're part of the natural order of ecosystems.
That's a good point about spiders. What about something like a scorpion? What do they do in our ecosystem, Chris?
They eat up all the insects as well. So, you know, every animal's got a job to do. You can't just save your favourites. I need to take a lesson for myself here. I'm scared of mice and rats, so phobic of rats. If I saw a rat, I'd jump up in the chair and scream out for my mum. They're horrific creatures, but once again, they're important. The snakes eat them, owls eat them. They're all part of the food web.
Chris, when you were researching the book, did you have to get up close and personal with all of the creepy crawlies that you included in there?
Yes, I actually keep them at my private zoo in the Masson Ranges in Victoria. So, you know, they're part of my animal family. So a lot of these creatures I've had for a long time. Some of the spiders I've had for 15 years. So, even though I work with them every day and they're part of my zoo collection, actually taking photographs of them with the macro lens, it really blew me away. And I learned so much about them too, just seeing them, you know, that in-depth detail and seeing them up close was, amazing.
This is going to be a hard question given that we're talking on radio, but if you zoomed in close to spiders, what's something that would surprise us about a spider that we might not have really known about?
Well, I just think it's amazing that they've got, you know, four pairs of eyes, you know, eight pairs of sunglasses. They've got the, you know, those little feelers on the end of their abdomen, the spinnerets, which they use to spin their amazing webs to capture their prey. And just amazing how hairy their legs are. You know, they don't need to shave their hairy legs. They use their hairy legs for sealing their tripwire silken threads in their burrows or on their web for capturing prey.
One of the most fascinating things for me about a spider is that their legs work on hydraulics.
Yeah, it's like a hydrostatic skeleton, isn't it?
Yeah.
Incredible. And a transformers. So who needs Marvel comics and sci-fi movies when, you know, you've got all these incredible creepy crawlies living on our back doorsteps and we just don't take the time to look at them.
Chris, what about things like witchetty grubs and all the rest of it? Are they as fascinating as spiders?
Look, I think they are. Look, it depends on what you call witchetty grubs, but a lot of the grubs and the larval forms of, beetles and they are very interesting. I mean, I think that I've got some giant burrowing cockroaches in front of me at the moment. Everyone thinks that cockroaches are a disgusting sort of disease-ridden animal, but the native cockroaches in northern Australia eat up all the organic waste from trees and they munch it up, they spit it out again, and they make the soil for our plants to grow in. So without, you know, these small creatures, our ecosystems fail. So, you know, incredibly important creatures to look after.
When we say giant cockroaches, how big are we talking?
Oh, they grow to the size of the palm of your hand. So they're actually one of the heaviest cockroaches in the world that live in the savannah areas of Queensland.
I know it's an odd question. You say you've had a number of these animals for many, many years. Do they have characters? Do they have character to you individually?
They do. Look, I've got penguins, which I've just hand-raised, little penguins or fairy penguins, and they know me. Now, I'm their dad, so I've basically given them every meal of their lives. So they'll come and sit on my lap. They'll sit on my feet when I'm feeding them. They actually all have different personalities. One's shyer than the other one, and one's quite rambunctious and will chase after the other one. So, you know, they're just like people. They've all got different personalities and different sort of temperaments. That's why I like hanging out with them. You learn so much from animals when you work with them.
Absolutely. You must live a fantastic life, Chris.
You've got to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, that's
true. It's my dream come true and also a nightmare at times. It's a lot of hard work looking after all these creatures.
That's exactly right. Well, check out the book, Coolest Creepy Crawlies. Chris Humphrey, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
I've got a friend to say hello to everyone. Here you go.
That's awesome.
Good
on you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. See you, mate.